I want to talk to you, hallelujah, from a simple subject, but it's so profound. Amen. I don't know how well we comprehend God's love for us. You know, we say God loves me. God, you know, I know he loves me, but I don't know how well we comprehend that. I got just a little rain. Y'all can help me out there. I don't know how well we comprehend that. But the verse everybody knows, I believe everybody know this verse. John 3:16, we can all quote that together, can't we? Everybody knows that verse. For God's what? That whosoever should not, but what? What kind of life? I'm alive because he's alive. And I don't know how well we comprehend that, but you know, what you comprehend, you respond to his love by being obedient to him and putting him and his word first and foremost. That you have the utmost respect and honor for him. And there are so many things yet out there in our generation before us and on back. God have been accused of being something that he's not. Amen. He's been accused out, but I want to talk to you today and see if God really a killer? Does he have any evil in him? Does he show partiality? Does he make promises he can't keep? Is the word true? Can we truly believe him? Can we trust him? Can we stand on it? When bad time come, hard time come, does that change who he is? And I want to talk to you from a simple subject that says, with long life, will I satisfy you? What kind of life?
Long life.
With long life. Will I satisfy you? Exodus 15:26. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. Did you hear what it said? If thou wilt diligently do what? Hearken. Do you know what the word hearken means? Listen, pay attention. To do what you hear, to do what he is saying, hearken. I mean, I'm going to do what you say. That simple enough? I'm going to do what you say to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now listen to what he said. And we'll do that which is right. How do you know you're doing that which is right? Because you're doing what he said. God never say anything wrong. Hello? He'll never tell you to do anything wrong. That's how you know you do what's right. Just do what he said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want to do this in a way that I can build you and encourage you, because this is Youth Sunday. And I want to talk to young people, because many things have gotten, how can I say that, Lord? People have not been properly instructed, or if they've been told, they didn't hear it. And sometimes we think just because I do something now and I get away with it, it seems like it's all right, but it's gonna come back to bite you if it's wrong. Amen. So I'm gonna go at this verse again and say, can I read it? And he said unto them, and he said, rather, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statute, I will put none of the diseases upon thee. So let me correct that. And that's where our other word bring light to it. Because this is where people get the idea God will put evil on you, because the way they stated that. See, it says, I will put none of these diseases. And when you understand it, it's right, because he can't put something he doesn't have. And so it really should have said, I will not permit any of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted, see it said, brought upon the Egyptians. He didn't bring, God never brought anything evil. He permitted, how and why does he permit stuff? Can anybody tell me? Why does God permit things? If he knows what's right, he knows what's good. If he knows what's best, he knows what's best for you. Why would he permit something to come upon you that's evil? You know why? That's true, disobedience. But the truth of the matter is, you are free moral agent. He will not interfere with your decision, what you choose. He would encourage you. That's what he's doing now, telling you so you know what to do, what to say. And when you disobey, these are the results. This will be the results. His blessing won't flow, but evil will. And you'll find yourself going through stuff, and then he get accused that God put that on you. He making you suffer because of this. Mm-mm, you did it. You did that to yourself. And until you repent and come over and do it his way, he can't do anything about it. You notice everybody on planet Earth, God have already saved them. Everybody that's walking around today, salvation has been given. But until that individual make the choice to receive that, they'll never have it. But it was there all the time. That's what will be so sad about the sinners when they get to hell. They're going to find out it was there all the time. And that preacher and that church and those people that you thought was so stupid, so crazy, you found out they weren't as crazy as you thought they were. You found out I was a fool. That's what sinners gonna find out. I thought I was cool. I thought I had it all together. I thought I knew what I was talking about. I thought I knew how to live. All the time I was dead and didn't know it. And they tried to tell me I need Jesus in order to be alive. That can you understand that? And so he said, now notice what he said, and keep his statute. Notice, back up. Let me back up here a little bit. Keep his commandment and all his statute. I will put none of the disease upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptian. For I'm the Lord that what? Healeth thee. I know this. I want you to think, because Brother Hagin said when he was on his bed of affliction, and he was there about 16, 17 months, and he raised Southern Baptists, and that's what he said.